1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 9. The Bible says, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of God." And we pray this morning, Lord, we thank you for your grace that we felt in this house this morning. We ask you for your strength to preach, Lord, your anointing, as we need you, Lord, so desperately to reach down and touch us and help us. And I know, God, that you're able. I know that you're faithful to us. And I know that you love us and you care for us. Have your way. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. I want to preach from a phrase in verse number 9 and preach to us about this, where it says, "Abusers of themselves with mankind." The Bible says, the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. He said, be not deceived. If we ever lived in an hour where the enemy was trying to deceive us, it is today. Lying to people, one of his favorite lies is, you're okay. You're all right. But the Word of God here, amen, tells us about these sins. I want to confess to you right here at the beginning, before I go into this, I believe that the Lord would help me to preach this morning, if you'd pray for me, that the Lord would help us. But I know that there's things that we face in life that we find ourselves wrapped up in that seemingly seem too great for us. I'm not here this morning, whether you believe it or not, to pick any bone with you or to condemn you in any way. But I'm here with a burden on my heart to preach to you that there are things that people do in their life that will keep them out of heaven. It will cost them their eternal soul. I want to tell you today, no matter what you have, what has you, I serve the God that is able to change any life, to transform a heart into a new creature. I must preach this message that's on my heart this morning, if the Lord would help me. The Bible says, abusers of themselves, of mankind, amen, those that abuse their body and abuse themselves with their lifestyle, they will not go into heaven. The Bible says that he lists other things: thieves, covetous, drunkards. He goes through here, fornicators, idolaters, adulterers. He has a list here. Amen. He lists these sins. And he says the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. My friend, today I must tell you the truth. You might could find somebody that tell you're all right, but I'm telling you, a lifestyle of sin will not go to heaven. What would you think this morning if I stood here and behind this pulpit and told you that I felt like the Lord had gave me a revelation, and according to His Word I had read and I had studied, and I felt like that actually when the Bible said that streets was gold, that they're really not gold, that they just look like gold. That in heaven, that I know that the Bible, what would you think of me as a preacher if I got up and said, I know that the Bible says that there's no sickness in heaven, but I have studied and there's actually going to be some sickness in heaven. Y'all ain't laughing yet, but you're fixing to be. Can you imagine if I stood here behind this pulpit and said, you know, I know that the Bible says that heaven is a wonderful place, but really and actually that murder, there's going to be murders in heaven and there's going to be all. Y'all would say, you're crazy. How come I can stand here and say, well, you know, really, you don't have to live the way that, you know, I mean, it don't take so much. The same Bible that tells us the streets are gold is the same Bible that says you got to walk the straight and narrow path to get there. Why? Because we want to hear what we want to hear. We wouldn't put up with a preacher on television, radio, or anywhere that got up and said there was actually going to be sickness in heaven. I've never even heard of that. Anybody preach? Say, well, you know, actually, there's going to be doctors and surgeons in heaven because we're going to have heart surgery and there's going to be strokes and cancer and things. We'd say, man, you're not reading the same Bible. But we'll take somebody and tell it, we'll, you know, say, well, actually, you can go to heaven with your sin. God's a forgiving God and all that. Are y'all getting the picture this morning? Y'all still with me this morning? I'm telling you, the Bible is still the same. Amen. And that is a wonderful place to go to. There is no sickness in heaven. Amen. There is no cancer in heaven. There is no pain in heaven. And so likewise, the scripture says, the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Abusers of themselves with mankind. I know that there's so many things I could talk about this morning, but I have one thing I want to focus on and try not to get sidetracked. Amen. I know we live in a day and hour where you can basically, you know, just come in here and shoot a shotgun and you'd hit somebody. Amen. But I'm going to try to stay on one path right here and try not to get off on some rabbit trails and different things. I'm going to try to stay right here on this. Amen. This abusers of themselves with mankind. The Bible tells us in verse number 19, if you still have your Bible open, what? Know you not, your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, the Holy Ghost, which you have of God, and ye are not your own. For ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. We live in an hour where man is destroying himself. We live in a time where there's so many addictions and so many things that we, amen, are so bound by. You know, Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I talked about this the other night. Some of y'all might have already forgot it, but I preached about it on Wednesday night. But I'm going to talk about it again just for a little while. Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I live a life where a lot of people would say, amen, or I think that, you know, that I'm restrained or live in bondage. Matter of fact, people say that legalism is bondage, and I believe that, but I don't believe that I'm in bondage at all. I thank God I've been married to one woman for 12 years. Amen. And by the grace of God and by the goodness of God, amen, she's the only woman, amen, in that time. I thank God, amen, that I don't go out and do things and live in sin. And I'm not bragging this morning, but I thank God there's rules that I go by. Amen. You know, I don't just run around just foot loose and fancy free and go any place I want to go. Amen. I don't hang around just anybody that, you know, just out there. There's certain things. But and somebody would say, that's such a heavy yoke. You don't go here, you don't go there, you don't do this, you don't do that. I'm going to tell you something. At any point that I want to, I can go and drink me a beer. I can go get me a bottle of beer anytime I want to. I can go buy pornography, thank God, amen, that I don't do that, but I could go do it at any time that I want to. I could go smoke cigarettes, I could go to the bars, I could go to the... But you know... So this bond, Jesus said, my yoke is easy. I have a yoke on me, and it restrains me. But Jesus said, his yoke is easy. I'll tell you how easy it is. I could break it at any time. But you take a man that's bound by alcohol and tell him to quit drinking at any time he wants to. He don't have an easy yoke. No matter how he cries at the night, no matter how that drug addict says, I'm not going to do it again. No matter how his wife says, please stop. No matter how those children are hungry, they can't stop. Y'all still with me? Jesus said, my yoke is easy. You know how easy his yoke is? I could break it at any time I chose to. But you let that sinner break that yoke they have on them. I've seen grown men cry and say, Brother Sam, I can't get away from this sin. I've seen men that could beat me down. I'm talking about strong. Could whip me down and it hurt me real easy. But they is bound by the smallest chains of sin. Because the devil's yoke ain't easy. It's hard. So I may be having a burden on me. I may have a yoke on me. But his yoke is easy. Amen. It's a yoke of love that wraps me up. Amen. That yoke of the devil, that yoke of sin is not easy. Amen. But the Bible said the way of the transgressor is hard. That reminds me of a story in the Bible. And I said I wasn't going to get off on rabbit trails. But in Jeremiah came down there and he had a yoke of wood upon him. He just made this small yoke. And he put it upon him and he put it on another man like a yoke of, like that would go on an oxen, but he put it on a man. He goes down before the king and all the false prophets was there. And Jeremiah said, if you go down there, said God's going to put the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar on you and said he's going to take this yoke and put it on you. One of those false prophets, you know the story, went over and broke that yoke. Said, thus saith the Lord, I have broken the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar. Jeremiah went home. They broke his yoke. And God told Jeremiah, said, make you a yoke of iron. Said, weld it all together and get all this iron, chisel it out and get all this just right. And said, get it down there and said, go put it on you. And said, go tell him, said, you might break that yoke of wood. You won't break this yoke of iron. Now I'm telling you, young people and friends and family and people doesn't realize, amen, they can break that yoke. They can file for that divorce. They can break through and say, man, I'm free, I'm free. I broke that yoke off of me. I ain't going to follow these rules. They don't realize that there's a yoke of iron fixing to be put on them. And they won't break that yoke. It's a yoke that'll drive them all the way to a prison cell. It's a yoke that'll drive them all the way to brokenness and emptiness. Amen, where they have nothing. Amen. And the Bible here says, abusers of themselves will not go to heaven. Our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Our body is given to us from God. It is a gift from God. Amen. We've been bought with a price and we are to glorify God in our body and in our spirit. We put things on and we put things in us and we partake of things that does not please God. We are defiling the temple of God. And the Bible says, whosoever defiles the temple of God, him will God destroy. I know that, you know, it seems like unfathomable, but there are people out there that cut themselves and hurt themselves, pain themselves. That's a spirit. That's an evil demon. Amen. That gets a hold of a man or a woman and tries to abuse themselves. Young people, you can't abuse yourself. God gave you your body. Amen. And it is for the temple of God and to bring glory to God, not to bring glory to man or to the devil. Abusers of themselves will not inherit the kingdom of God. The Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 2, we're built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. God created man so that he could dwell in man and so that he could walk in man. Amen. God saved us from a life of sin. And so he could dwell with us and he could dwell in us. Jesus said, I am in you. Amen. The apostle Paul said, Christ in you. Amen. Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. I heard my wife talking to one of the little babies, said, where is Jesus? Amen. Said, in my heart. Amen. And teaching even the little children, Jesus is in my heart. Where is Jesus? In my heart. Amen. Why? Because we are the temple of God. I must tell you today, amen, a lifestyle that abuses
lives. Amen. A lifestyle that tears down, it will not inherit the kingdom of God. Abusers of themselves with mankind. The Bible says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. We don't go places where Christ wouldn't go. We don't listen to things that Christ wouldn't listen to. We don't look at things that Jesus wouldn't look at. Amen, because He is in us and I want Him to stay with me. That's the only way we can make it to heaven. Hallelujah, Christ in you, the hope of glory. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter number 6 and verse number 16, the Bible says, what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? God's temple is not to make an agreement with idols. An idolatry. For ye are the temple of the living God. I know there's temples in this world. There's places people will go and worship, but those idols and those gods are dead. They're not alive. They're dead. Matter of fact, many years ago, I think it was even the 1500s in Japan, they had a huge idol. It was actually a statue of Buddha, and he was sitting there, and they had a tsunami come in, and a tidal wave, and hit that statue and knocked him over on his face. Well, he was huge. They built him there. Well, with all the destruction and everything, they left Buddha down on his face. They didn't pick him up, you know. And of course, this is way back many years ago. And so all of them started calling Buddha the God who can't get up. And in that region, there's stories and pictures and all kinds of drawings about the God who can't get up. I'm glad that I serve the God that can get up. I'm glad I serve the God. Amen. He's not made by hand. Amen. He's not made by man. He wasn't carved out of a piece of wood. He wasn't carved out of a stone. He wasn't made as a statue. But I serve the living God who has given me life and given me breath and created me. And I am the temple of the living God. It's not these four walls. It's not these chairs. It's not this piece of wood. It's not even this. It's not even the instrument. We are the temple of the living God. Hallelujah. I thank God to come to church. I thank God to get together with God's people. Somebody wrote a song, said, I love the thrill that I feel when I get together with God's wonderful people. Hallelujah. There's nothing like hearing good singing to stir my soul. Amen. Like, thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Didn't you enjoy that song? Hallelujah. See the children praying, kneeling and praying. It always touches my heart. They can be acting however they want to. Now, not some of them, but they're getting there. And I come by to pray, and they'll just go down to pray, you know. Amen. It's wonderful to get together with God's people. Amen. But Jesus said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Neither shall they say, lo here or lo there. Hallelujah. It's not Virginia. Praise God. It's not Texas. It's not Arkansas. Where was we all from last night? Oklahoma. Amen. Sister Honey was there eating. She said she was born in Oregon. Amen. Wherever we were from, wherever we're born, the kingdom of God is not this place or that place. Amen. But God's a moving just the same. Amen. On the other side of the world today, He's moving the same right here as He can in Washington, D.C. Somebody said He's got on the platform. He's got back at the door. He's got in the Amen corner. Somebody said He's got in New York City. He's got in Tennessee. He's got right here in Texas. Amen. He's got everywhere. If you was at the North Pole right now, you could feel the same presence of God. Amen. If you was at the South Pole, or if you was in Japan or China or the Philippines or Mexico or India, wherever He is, God is God all over. It doesn't come with observation. Neither shall they say, lo here or lo there. He said, the kingdom of God is within you. It's right in our heart. Why do we get together in church? Because we've got to have encouragement. We've got to be encouraged. You can't make it on your own. You try to serve God on your own. We've got to have encouragement. We've got to have blessing. We've got to get together. And the Bible said, where two or three gather together in my name, there am I in the midst of them.
One guy was trying to argue with me about going to church, said, didn't have to go to church. He said, the Bible says where one or two are gathered together in my name. I said, don't say one or two. It says two or three. You got to have at least two. He said, I'm going by myself. Sometimes we just can't get along with nobody. Did you hear about that guy that got stranded on the island? When they rescued him, he had three buildings. They said, what's that? He said, that's my house. He said, what's that? He said, that's my church. He said, what's that over there? He said, that's the church I used to go to. He's the only one on the island. The problem is we can't get along with ourselves a lot of times. Come on, church. Whosoever, amen, the living, the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them, walk in them. I will be their God and they shall be my people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I remember flying. Amen. I think it was 45,000 feet into the air. Amen. Flying to Dubai. Amen. I got to read my Bible. Amen. Everybody else was, you know, doing their own thing, watching a movie or something like that, you know, on this international flight. And my, I felt the presence of God. Hallelujah. Way up 45,000 feet above the air. I felt the presence of God. I don't know if it was because, amen, I thought, well, I'm closer to God. And it was an Egyptian airline. Anyways, but you know what? All seriousness, that attack in Brussels a few months ago in Brussels Airport, you know, when they attacked that they blew up, you know, over there and killed a few there. I stayed the night in that airport one time. Me and the preacher was flying, and we stayed right there in that airport. We slept on the concrete floor for about 5 or 6 hours right there. I've been in that airport, so we don't know, amen, where we'll be or what'll happen. It's not, amen, it's not becoming so far off now, you know. I could have been on that airplane they blow up, and I might be on the next one, or if they blew it up, or whatever happened. I'm not here to get into that. I'm just trying to preach to you. Y'all still with me this morning? Amen. But I felt the presence of God all the way up in that air. Amen. I've been in jail cells talking to people all alone. Amen. And what do they call that? Solitary confinement. Amen. And prayed and felt the presence of God and thought, man, this is such a dark dungeon. Amen. All there is a little mat here, but I felt the presence of God. Amen. I've been on the backside of streets. I've been in dark alleys. Amen. And prayed with people and felt the presence of God. I've been in churches where thousands of people was worshiping God and praising God at once. Amen. I've heard big choirs sing. Amen. I'm telling you, He's everywhere. Amen. What? He's with me. He's in me. We possess the temple of God. Amen. We carry Him with us, and that's why we can't abuse it. Can't abuse the temple of God. God taught His people, don't put no markings on your body. That's what the Bible He taught His people. Don't put piercings and markings on your body. It's the temple of God. Abusers of themselves with mankind. He said, amen, what agreement at the temple of God with idols? You're the temple of the living God. As God has said, I'll dwell in them, in us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah for this temple. Thank God for this temple. Hallelujah. Oh, you may feel ugly this morning. God wants to dwell in you. Make, hallelujah, a beautiful temple out of your body. You may feel abused and worn and worthless. No, God says, I want to dwell in that temple. That's where I want to dwell, right there. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the God of all the heavens wants to dwell in man. Hallelujah. David sitting in his house, he looked around, he saw, man, look at these nice cedar boards in here. Man, this is beautiful. Look at all this. Look at this. Man, this is beautiful. He's looking at his house. He's looking around all this. He thought, wow, I got this big old nice house, and said, God's down there in that tent. He
He said, call Nathan the prophet. Somebody sat down and said, the king wants to talk to you. Nathan, come in there. Nathan the prophet, come in there. He said, man, I got to looking at this house. Look at this beautiful house. Look at that lazy boy chair. I'm talking about, look at all this fancy stuff. I mean, look at everything I've got right here. And said, God's down there in the tent. Amen. David said, whatever you got in your heart, God's going to use you. Do it. Do it. David didn't pray about it. Nathan said, do it. Do it. God's with you. He said, that's a good idea. Let's build a house. Let's build a house for God. Nathan goes back and gets to praying, and God said, the heavens can't contain me. You tell David, the heavens can't contain me. You're going to build a house I can dwell in? Amen. The heavens can't contain me. He said, I've always dwelled in a tent. He said, but I'll let him do it, but he can't do it because he's killed too many people. Said, his son will build me a house. Amen. And when Solomon got through with that house, amen, Solomon's temple, and they've already built two, and they're fixing to build a three. Hallelujah. I said, they're fixing to build a three. How do you know? I don't keep up with Jerusalem news, but I keep up with the Bible, and they're going to build a temple one of these days, and I believe this could be the generation that reads about it in the paper. Amen. Where they put the temple up in Jerusalem, right there on Temple Mount. Hallelujah. Amen. But God can't dwell in a single place. Amen. The heaven is his throne, and the earth is his footstool, but yet he wants to dwell in me and you.
Those Jewish people think they build that temple and have that sacrifice and all these things. And I know it's the plan of God. I know it's the purpose of God. I don't know if they're going to knock that mosque down. I don't know if they're going to decide to move it over or something, but they're going to build a temple. As the Bible tells us, they're going to have a temple. But I will tell you this right here. God wants to dwell in me and you. I said he wants to dwell in me and you. As individuals. That's why he said don't abuse yourself. That's why he said take care of yourself. You're the temple of God. That's why he said make yourself presentable. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. We're the temple of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Abusers of themselves. Amen. All this list will not go into the kingdom of God, but he said, you're washed. I want to tell you something today. If you abuse yourself, abusing yourself, maybe addictions, things that have control of your life, destroying yourself, destroying your body, destroying everything about you, your family. The Bible said there's a washing and a cleansing and a sanctifying that changes the heart of man from the inside out. He said, such were some of you. Is anybody here today that I could get a witness from you saying I used to abuse myself? God bless you, brother. Hallelujah. Man, you almost scared me there for a second. Hallelujah. Ain't nobody else asleep here today. I'm definitely not. Praise God. I used to abuse myself, but ye are washed. Can I get a witness today? Amen. The life I live, preacher, if I'd have keep living that way, I'd be in the grave right now. I'd have been shot dead. I'd have drank myself to death. There's no way. Amen. My God has a washing and a cleansing. Amen. And a sanctifying power. He said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. The Bible said, through mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. It takes the truth of God's word and the mercy of God. Can't water down God's truth. Just like I gave you the example of heaven. Amen. So likewise, God's good heaven is just as real and just as clean and just as pure and just as holy and just as wonderful, more than the world, amen, could ever imagine, more than we could ever have in our mind. But there is a cleansing to get us ready. Somebody said, Jesus getting us ready for that great day. Jesus is getting us ready. He's cleaning up. The little kid said, he's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. Amen. He said he would wash us and cleanse us. Amen. And prepare our hearts. Think about the sister talking about waking up, amen, after a drunk. Amen. Waking up in her vomit. Amen. She said she went and cleaned herself. Amen. Showered and cleaned the house. He said, I still felt so dirty. Am I right, sister? I still felt so dirty. Can I get a witness this morning? Amen. You know why? Because it wasn't the cleaning of the outside. It's the cleaning of the inside that God wants to do. Amen. He wants to cleanse that heart of man and make it into what he wants it to be. He said, I'll give you a new heart. I'll give you a new spirit. Amen. I'll take that old stone heart out of you. Amen. I'm talking about a heart transplant. Sanctifying through the Word of God, through the blood of Jesus, through the precious blood of Jesus. We're not redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Jesus, as of a lamb without spot and without blemish. The blood of Jesus cleanses the heart of man and makes us brand new again. Hallelujah. For that precious blood. Hallelujah. He said, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I'm not talking about joining the church. I'm not talking about getting baptized. You can get baptized 10,000 times and still go to hell. I'm talking about getting saved. I said, I'm talking about getting born again. Washed in the blood of Jesus. Cleansed by his precious blood. Made a new creature in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah! It's God's will to follow him in baptism after we're saved. A lot of people are getting dunked, going down a dry center and coming up a wet center. I'm telling you what, when you get it all under there, you get it all under the blood. You get it all buried down in there. Hallelujah. God will have his way. Amen. Many years ago, very wealthy man in the community, amen, got saved. Very wealthy. Matter of fact, he was probably the most wealthy in the community. He said, I'm going to get baptized. He came that night. He had a real big old wallet sticking up out of his pants, out of his pants pocket. I said, man, he forgot to take out his wallet. He forgot to go up and say, so he'd say something back. I leave him alone, you know. Go tell him he's got his wallet in his pocket. Finally, somebody said, hey, to the preacher, they're fixing to get in the water. Said, fixing to get in the tank. Said, hey, his wallet's in his pocket. He said, hey, sir, they told me to tell you your wallet's in your pocket. He started crying. He said, I wasn't going to tell nobody, but I want my wallet to get baptized too. Hallelujah! There's a lot of people never baptize their wallet, but anyways. thank God, anything he requires of me, anything he wants, he can have it all. I'm just glad I'm saved. I'm just glad I'm washed. I'm just glad that I'm born again. I'm just glad that I'm a new creature. He said, such were some of you. You used to be on your way to hell, but you've been washed, you've been sanctified, you've been justified. What does justified mean? You can look it up in dictionaries. They got something different, everyone. Amen. But one little boy said, I'll tell you what justified means. He said, it means just as if I never sinned. Woo! Thank you, God. He wipes the slate clean. He said, I throw them into the depths of the sea. Amen. Where they're remembered no more. He said, I cast my sins behind my back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're talking about a God that holds the world in his hand. How far did my sins go when he cast them behind his back, never to be remembered anymore. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Sister Bethany is going to come play for us this morning. We're out of time. If the church could just reverence the Lord here for just a moment. We need the Spirit of the Lord to help us this morning. Blessed Lord, blessed Lord. If I could just ask for a praying church for just a moment. Stand together with me all over the congregation as the church prays silently for God to break the chains. You're here today and you're not right with God. You're here today and you're an abuser of yourself. You're an abuser. You abuse yourself. That's not a good thing in the eyes of God. A life of sin is destroying you. God didn't come to destroy us. He come to give us life. The thief cometh but for to kill, steal, and destroy. But I am come, Jesus said, that they might have life, that they might have it more abundantly. I'm not going to linger long this morning, but I want to give opportunity right here. The Spirit of the Lord dealt with my heart to preach this message today, and I'm going to tell you, you can make excuse after excuse, whatever, for your sin. If you're abusing yourself, if you're a bit tearing yourself down, you inherit the kingdom of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Won't you come to the Lord this morning? Won't you come to Him this morning while the Lord deals with you and draws you? He's drawing you to Him. He's drawing you to a place in Him. You're here this morning and you're not right with God. You need the Lord to help you. You need the Lord to touch you. We're going to pray this morning. Is there anybody else like to come? I'm not going to linger long. I want the church to come. Pray. The Lord's dealing right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. We've got one that's answered the call. I want us to come and pray. Hallelujah, Jesus. These altars are open. I'd like for us to have the Spirit of God moving with us this morning. I'd like to ask the church to seek God this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus.
When He reached down His head for me, when the Savior reached down for me, He had to reach way down for me. I was lost and I died without God or His Son. When He reached down His head for me, oh, when the Savior reached down for me, He had to reach way down for me. I was lost and undone.
about the Lord or His Son.